today's contestants, a financial analyst from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Nick Klotz. A prospect research strategist from Seattle, Washington, Lindsay Evans. And our returning champion, a writer and editor from Wayne, Pennsylvania, Kimberly Flynn, whose one-day cash winnings total $32,800. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Hi, folks. Good to have you with us again today. A well-played game, a correct response in Final Jeopardy enabled Kimberly to double her score and pick up a big win on yesterday's program. Lindsay and Nick, guess what? It could happen to you as well. Let's see if it does. Good luck, players. Here we go. The Jeopardy round is where we begin. There's one daily double coming up in one of these categories. I wrote that. Next. Karma, M-A, coming up in each correct response. That's followed by foreign geographical terms, African-American performers. Hey, what an idiom. And finally, I like shiny things. Kimberly, start.
I wrote that for 200.
In the crook of Bond's arm, she said, not in a gangster's voice, will you write to me in Sing Sing? Nick.
Who is Fleming?
Ian Fleming, correct.
I wrote that for 400.
District 12, where you can starve to death in safety, I mutter. Lindsay.
Who is Collins?
Suzanne Collins, yes.
I wrote that 600.
He bears no letter of infamy wrought into his garment as thou dost. Lindsay.
Who is Hawthorne?
Yes.
Let's go to Karma for 400.
It makes the Gran Turismo and the Quattro Porte. Lindsay.
What is...
Say it. Oh,
no, it's
darn.
Them. Oh, no.
Kimberly.
What is Maserati?
Maserati. That's the car Lindsay was trying to come up with.
I wrote that for 800.
He told her how he had listened to the sweet song of the sirens, how he had sailed by the wandering rocks by dread Charybdis. Lindsay.
Who is Homer?
Homer is the writer.
I wrote that 1,000.
Answer. Haley Bubble. Well, you didn't. You were wise to stay with the category.
Let's make it a true daily double.
Alrighty. He had decided to live forever or die in the attempt, and his only mission each time he went up was to come down alive.
Who is Shaw?
No, who is Joseph Heller. Joseph Heller. All right, it's early.
Let's go to foreign geographical terms for 400.
Brücke is German for this structure. Lindsay?
What is a bridge?
Bridge is right.
Foreign geographical term, 600.
Before Frio and San Lucas, it means cape. Nick?
What is Cabo?
Good.
Geographical terms for 800.
In Chinese, hoi, as in Huang Hoi. Nick?
What is a river?
Yes.
Geographical terms, 1,000.
In Norwegian, Regenskog, it's full of life. That's a tough one. What is rainforest? Back to you, Nick.
Karma for 600.
In 1914, a brand name was born when he raced cars up Aston Hill. Lindsay.
Who is Martin?
Lionel
Karma
Martin.
Karma 800.
In 1969, Ford saddled up this Mustang stablemate. The MA this time comes in Maverick. Back to you, Lindsay.
Karma 1000.
This last name of Mercedes designer Wilhelm follows Mercedes in the name of a very upscale line of cars. Kimberly.
What is Benz?
No. Lindsay or Nick? Remember, each correct response has MA, so the MA this time is in Maybach. Back to you, Lindsay.
Let's go to African-American performers for 600.
Tracy Ellis Ross of Black-ish is the daughter of this supremely talented woman. Nick.
With Diana Ross.
Yeah.
Performer is 800.
She was hilarious in 2009, headlining the first White House Correspondents' Dinner under President Obama. Nick.
Who is Sykes?
Wanda Sykes is the one. Right, and that takes you to an even 3,000. Takes us into break number one. Back in a moment, though. Klotz is a financial analyst from Wisconsin who met his fiancée the same weekend your fiance's...
sister met her future husband.
Wow.
He's also named Nick, so it was a very confusing weekend for them. I met my fiance Olivia on Friday night, and her sister met her fiance Nick on Saturday. So there's this brief moment where they thought that they may have met the same Nick. But I go by Nick Jr. at family events.
Okay, good. That's a wonderful story. Lindsay Evans is from Seattle. Got to hold a wombat.
I did.
Tell the folks exactly what a wombat is.
A wombat is a marsupial, so they're found in Australia and Tasmania, and I got to hold a wombat in Tasmania. Her name was Princess Molly, and she was an orphan, and wombats don't generally like to be held, but Princess Molly's kind of a special one. She adores it.
Okay. Kimberly Flynn, folks, is our champion. She is a writer and editor, lives in a very old house, a Victorian house. What's special about that? As if I didn't know.
We're pretty sure it's haunted.
Every Victorian house is haunted,
isn't it? I think
it
comes with the purchase, yeah.
Yeah? All right. Nick, you have command of the board, young man.
A performer for 1,000.
This How to Get Away with Murder actress graduated from Juilliard in 1993 and is an Emmy, Oscar, and Tony Award winner. Lindsay.
Who's Viola Davis?
You got her.
Let's go to Shiny Things for 400.
Since the 1980s, this country has had a shiny gold coin called the Nugget. One version shows a wallaby. Lindsay?
What is Australia?
Yeah.
Let's go to Shiny Things for 600.
This 9-letter adjective can mean both showing great intelligence or shining brightly. And the adjective is brilliant. Lindsay, back to you.
What an idiom, 600.
A wartime idiom and song says, praise the Lord and pass this. Kimberly.
What is the ammunition?
Good, you're out of the hole.
800 for idiom.
I'm going to expose a scandal, so I'll be doing this action involving a device that emits a high-pitched sound. Nick.
What is a whistleblower, blowing a whistle?
Yeah.
Idiom for 1,000.
19th century British Prime Minister Lord John Russell was jeered for writing nonsense when he coined conspicuous by its this. Kimberly.
What is absence?
You're on the board with 1,000 now.
What an idiom, 400?
To do or say the most fitting thing is to do this construction task with a tool to a fastener. And that would be hitting the nail on the head. With a hammer, of course. Kimberly.
What an idiom for 200.
It doesn't affect me adversely, so it's no skin from here. Lindsay.
What is off my nose?
Right.
African-American performers for 400.
In 2002, she won an Oscar for Monster's Ball. Lindsay.
Who is Halle Berry?
Right.
African-American 200.
Hi, I'm Kevin Hart. My inspirations for stand-up comedy include Chappelle, Pryor, Rock, and this mentor and friend. The Ice Cream, Bit Alone and Delirious in 1983. Legendary.
Lindsay?
It was Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy, yes.
Geography 200.
Preceding Madre and Nevada, it's Spanish for a jagged mountain chain. Nick?
It was Sierra.
Correct.
Shiny Things 1,000.
Headlights using this noble gas, atomic number 54, are said to shine brighter than those using halogen. We're talking about xenon. Back to you, Nick.
Shiny Things 800.
In Reagan's 34th and final speech from the Oval Office, he reflected on a favorite saying about a shining city upon this. Nick?
What is a hill?
Yeah.
Shiny for 200.
A river in Germany gave its name to this shiny artificial gem that's often cut to look like a diamond. Nick?
Was a rhinestone?
Rhinestone, yeah. Now the last clue. It makes the CX-3. Kimberly.
What is Mazda?
Mazda, right. And that takes you up to 1,200. But you pick first in Double Jeopardy after this. Challengers are doing well on today's program, but not the champion so far. Kimberly, here are the categories for Double Jeopardy. We start off with get-togethers. Next, film analysis. Bones. Commedia dell'arte characters. Colonial America, and you're going to love this one, CH squared. Each correct response will have two sets of CH. Where do we start?
Get-togethers for 400.
In military life, one excuse for a party is this career event. a family member may get to do the pinning of the new insignia. What do you look for or hope for in a military life? A promotion. Back to you, Kimberly.
Get-togethers, 800.
Chapter 18 of Pride and Prejudice takes place at this type of dancing party at Netherfield. Lindsay.
What is a ball?
Yes.
Let's go get-togethers, 1200.
In Amish culture, a frolic is an event combining practical and social aspects, like the raising of this structure. Nick?
Was it barn?
Barn is good.
Get-together 16.
In 19th century England, you might be invited to an unwrapping party for this item that had been brought from Egypt. Nick?
What are the Elgin marbles?
No. Lindsay?
What is a mummy?
A mummy, yes. Unwrap the mummy.
Let's go to film analysis for 1200.
Rosamund Pike disappears from Ben Affleck's life for a bit. Nick?
It was Gone Girl.
That's it.
Film analysis 1600.
Clint is hacked off at Hackman, and the Old West gets wild. Nick?
What is Unforgiven?
Yes, that's the Western.
Film for 2000.
In a 2013 film, Tom Hanks takes Alabama to sea and must figure out how to deal with unexpected guests. Lindsay?
What is Captain Phillips?
You got it.
Film analysis 800.
Answer there, the Daily Double. And you have just taken the lead away from Nick.
2000.
All right. A Raquel Welch poster does a lot more than just hang on the wall in Andy Dufresne's prison cell.
What is Shawshank Redemption?
That's it, yes. Wonderful film.
Film analysis 400.
The high-flying Maverick is on cruise control, but Goose gets cooked. Oh, and there's some shirtless volleyball. Nick?
It was Top Gun.
Yeah.
Colonial America 1200.
With the hated intolerable acts on their minds, the first of these government bodies met in Philadelphia in 1774. Nick?
It was the Continental Congress.
Yes.
Colonial 1600.
Hold that tiger. The College of New Jersey was founded in 1746 and would later become this university. Kimberly?
What is Princeton?
Right.
Colonial America for 2000.
Claims that the authorities had not done enough to protect against Indian attacks encouraged this 1676 rebellion. Nick?
Was Shay's rebellion?
Nope. Lindsay or Kimberly? Not Shay, but Bacon's rebellion. Back to you, Kimberly.
Colonial America for 800.
Of 500 colonists in this first English settlement in North America in the fall of 1609, fewer than one-fifth would survive the coming winter. Lindsay.
What is Jamestown?
You got it.
Colonial America, 400.
1767's Townshend Acts placed duties on imports to the colonies on lead, glass, paint, paper, and, this non-potent potable. Nick.
It was tea.
Tea is right.
Bones for 1200.
This word for the shoulder comes from Latin for shoulder and blade. Nick.
The scapula.
Good.
Bones for 1600.
It sounds like an alternate name of ancient Troy, but anatomically, it's the upper part of the hip bone. Lindsay.
What is the ilium?
Good.
2000 bones.
Life-saving chest compressions during CPR can sometimes cause a fracture of this, also known as the breastbone. Nick.
Was it sternum?
Sternum, good.
Get-togethers 2000.
It's French for evening. An 1887 book of manners says it's held at an early hour and is more about conversation than dancing. Nick.
Was it soiree?
Soiree, yes.
CH squared for 1200.
Alan Moore created this Watchmen character as a bad version of Batman and cringed a bit when fans idolized him. It is Rorschach. Back to you, Nick.
CH squared for 1600.
A staple in Mexico City, they're crunchy pieces of deep-fried pork skin. What are chicharrones? Back to you, Nick.
Let's go to bones for 800.
Okay. The metacarpal bones of your hands correspond to these bones of your feet. Lindsay?
What are the toes?
No. Nick?
The metatarsal?
Metatarsal, that's it, yes.
Bones for 400.
Its middle section is made up of the thoracic vertebrae. Lindsay.
What is the spine?
Correct.
Commedia dell'arte, 800.
The word pants comes from the name of this villainous character who wore long red trousers. Lindsay.
Who is Pantalone?
Pantalone, correct.
1200 Commedia.
Answer. Daily double. All right.
Let's do 3000.
3000 this time. All right. This type of physical comedy is named for the bat Arlecchino, also known as Harlequin, used to beat his comic victims.
What is acrobatics?
No, what is slapstick? Slapstick. Less than a minute to go now.
Commedia 1600.
This braggart appears in Bohemian Rhapsody. Could he do the Fandango? Lindsay.
Who's Scaramouche?
Scaramouche, yes.
2000 Commedia.
Pedrolino often used white makeup instead of a mask and was the inspiration for the tragic clown of this Leoncavallo opera. Nick.
Is Pagliacci?
Yes.
CH squared for 800.
13-letter profession of Ichabod Crane in Legend of Sleepy Hollow. And the word that contains the CH squared, school teacher. Nick.
CH for 400.
In 2009, Dmitry Medvedev said the counterinsurgency against this republic had ended. Lindsay.
What is Chechnya?
Yes.
2000 CH squared.
This French phrase means seek the woman. Kimberly.
What is cherchez la femme?
Yep. And with that, you wind up at 4,800. You're going to be a factor in Final Jeopardy, but it a lot depends on the category, doesn't it? American poets, that's what you get to deal with. And we'll reveal the clue when we come back.
Closed captioning sponsored in part by visiting this amusement park, the Geico Gecko wins a stuffed animal of himself. What is Coney Island? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is a good subject, isn't it, for our final American poets? Players, I hope you like this clue. This New York woman died in 1887, the year after the subject of her most famous poem was unveiled. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Champion Kimberly, we're coming to you first. Let's see if you came up with the correct response. You said Elizabeth Barrett. No, that is incorrect, and it'll cost you how much? 4,800. You dropped a zero. We go to the middle now. Lindsay Evans played well, came up with Emily Dickinson. Good guess, but incorrect. It'll cost you something. How much? 1801. Hey, modest wager. That leaves you with 95.99. Now we come to Nick Klotz. His response was, who is Emma Lazarus, the new Colossus, her most famous poem, now on the Statue of Liberty. And that is the correct response, and it will earn you 7,401. Another big payday, 22,801 for Nick Klotz. Thank you all, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO. Jeopardy is also brought to you by Ego, power beyond belief.
Introducing the new Ego Power Plus blower. It generates 650 cubic feet of air per minute, delivering performance that exceeds the power of gas. The Ego Power Plus blower, exclusively at the Home Depot and Ego authorized dealers.
Pain can weigh you down, but you're resilient. And Icy Hot No Mess fuels your resilience. Fast acting, targeted pain relief. Icy Hot.
System overload and the suddenly unemployed struggling to get benefits. Seven on your side with key advice on cutting red tape.
And the clock ticking fast on shop owners facing the unknown. The scramble to put a lid on their livelihood. Tonight at 11.
I'm ABC 7's Allison Starling. This crisis is affecting all of us. My husband and I continue to go to work while still caring for our children and protecting them as best we can. We'll all get through this together. ABC 7 is on your side.
Superstar Katie Ledecky's Olympic dreams on hold at 11.